it's been a long time coming. I've been really frustrated watching the games, watching some of the results, and feeling that I'd like to be in there trying to help. You're always a good player sat in the stands, but I do feel, I mean, I'm captain, I should be the one to try and step forward and try and influence lads and try and improve things when things aren't going well. And it's been real frustrating not being able to do it. It's nice to be back in the team today. I can't be what I want to be right now because I'm short of games and short of fitness, but hopefully today I used my experience and was solid enough and helped people around me. I thought today was a decent battling performance.
We'll talk more about that in a moment. Can we put one thing to bed, please, if you would? Because we do get a lot of texts from fans about your hand injury. What happened? How did it happen?
Just over in Ireland, in a game, I just went over my hand. I didn't even realise I'd done it, to be honest. Just the hand swelled up, and it wouldn't get any better. Over the next couple of days, got an X-ray and realised that I'd broke four bones in my hand. As a centre-half as well, I'm almost embarrassed to be missing games with a hand injury. I'd like to think that without being a hero, without being the world's best player, I do get on with things. So to be out with a hand injury, like I said, it was embarrassing, but it was serious. I was told by the surgeon that I risk losing the use of my hand if I played with it because of the metalwork in it affecting tendons and stuff. I just couldn't risk that. I hope people appreciate that it wasn't me trying to duck games, or we were in a difficult situation. I mean, not wanting to play, it was exactly the opposite. I've been itching to play for a long time, but I hope people appreciate that I just couldn't take that risk. I've got the rest of my life to think about.
Because we get texts from people have said there's been a dust up in training in Ireland, and what would you say to that with Damian Mozzick? And people have said that's a continual thing that comes to our radio station all the time, and now's your chance to obviously give us your side of things. So
I've seen this week, I read the Telegraph, I've seen comments that I've punched the manager, I've seen that my hand injury has not been signed off by the surgeon, I can't play for insurance reasons, I've seen that I'll never play for the club again. It's utter rubbish. As you've seen today, I'm captain of the football club. I've captained the club today and I've played. So I think if I'd done anything seriously wrong, I wouldn't be out there today captaining the team.
How did you feel then your performance went today?
Okay. Without being unbelievable, like I say, my fitness is shy of where it should be, which is to be expected. But I don't feel that I let anyone down today. I say it's difficult to judge your own performance. I always watch the DVD of the game back. I could probably give you a better answer then.
What's your appetite like now that you're coming back in and that you're now able to take part and play a role in the team?
I've been desperate to play. I've just been asked by somebody, will you want rested on Tuesday night because you're feeling a bit tired? That's absolute, the complete opposite of what I want. I get on with Murph and Niall. We try and help each other out. But it's ruthless as well. I've got the shirt at the moment. I've waited long enough to get back in the team. There's no chance that I'll be wanting rested. I want as many games as quickly as I can to get my own personal fitness up, hopefully help the team along the way, and then be fitness-wise where I should be and have no excuses. Then I can be the player I want to be here and inspire others around us.
You are one of a few players coming back. How do you feel about the future then, the fact that there are some more senior players coming back into the fold now?
It's only a good thing. I've had tweets and stuff and messages to say, oh, we need you back. It puts a lot of pressure on you, to be honest. It was very nice. It was very, very flattering. But at the same time, I'm not a miracle worker and neither some of the other lads coming back. It's hopefully just little steps that if I can improve it slightly, great. If somebody else can come in and improve it slightly, brilliant. But it's got to be a team thing. And I think today it was nice to see a few of the lads with smiles on their faces. I think that's been missing over the last couple of weeks. I think we've got to enjoy working hard for each other and just enjoy being out there. I'd like to take that onto Tuesday and put in a decent home performance because, to be honest, it hasn't been that great over the last couple of weeks.
Preston on Tuesday night, that's a match that brings back some bad memories from what happened a couple of years ago. You recall that quite vividly, do you?
Yeah, it it kind of, not the nail in the coffin, but it was a real poor performance. I think fans can accept you're getting beat now and again, but the manner of the defeat was really poor. And it ultimately, I think it cost the manager his job. Am I right in saying that? But we're away from that now. That's in the past. I think we've just got to try and build on this performance now. I mean, we went there last season and got a decent 0-0 draw. So I'd rather look at that one rather than the one previous.